This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Twitter IPO is set for Thursday, and the company is apparently feeling pretty confident things are going to go all right. Today, it bumped up the top end of its proposed opening stock price. It's now shooting for $25 a share. That would value Twitter at about $13.5 billion. Not bad for a company that not so very long ago wasn't much more than a very disorganized startup. New York Times columnist and technology reporter Nick Bilton has written the first real history of the early days at Twitter. It's called Hatching Story, and believe me, it is quite a tale. Nick, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
This book is, well, first of all, it's interesting, but it's basically like the creation story, right? It's the origin story.
It's the creation story that's correcting the creation myth.
Right. Well, explain that a little bit, because this whole thing has been, well, it's Ev and Biz Stone, and really there's so much more.
Yeah, so there's a thing in Silicon Valley where we have these creation myth stories that are created by the founders,
right.
And they are usually something along the lines of, this thing came to me on a back of a napkin and then became a multi-billion dollar company, and there's no turmoil or distress that happens along the way. But the reality is, it's quite the opposite of that, and there is no better place than that than the Twitter story. And the reality of the story was, it was four friends who were working together on a podcasting company that was trying to disrupt radio, actually. And the podcasting company was failing. And the whole company was falling apart, and they actually said, you know, let's try to come up with something new. And drunk in a car one night, Jack Dorsey and this guy Noah Glass sat together.
The forgotten fourth founder.
The forgotten Beatle.
Yeah.
And they came together, and they were talking about this idea to be able to update the status. And Noah had this epiphany that he thought, wow, it could make me feel less alone. And that was the moment when it was this aha moment. And led to the creation of what it is today.
And that is the theme through this book, the idea that these four guys, Ev Williams, Noah Glass, Jack Dorsey, and Biz Stone, that idea of loneliness,
yep.
And these guys were looking for something. They just wanted to be connected.
Well, I think it's not just these guys. It's us. It's our generation.
Yeah.
You know, you walk around today and you see everyone, you know, pecking it away at these little 4-inch screens in their hand. And we're all looking to be connected to something. And I think that the big irony for me when I was reporting this book and what I found out was that there was no place that was bigger than in Silicon Valley at the time Twitter was created. And these four guys who were essentially trying to find connection through technology, and it didn't exist, so they built the technology. And in the end, they all realized, or some of them realized, that technology will never actually connect us to other people in the way that human connections will.
Every small company, mm-hmm. I imagine, has dysfunction and has chaos and has mismanagement, it must be said, right?
Yep.
But the scale that it happened at this place,
yes.
is crazy.
So that's really interesting you say that. When I set out to write this book, I had no idea that it was going to be, you know, this in depth and
yeah.
this much drama. But you have these four guys that created this thing, and then it just took off like a rocket ship. And next thing you know, you have Al Gore trying to buy the company,
yep.
getting two of the founders drunk at his apartment one night. You have P. Diddy showing up with an entourage of people and trying to buy the company. You have Ashton Kutcher flying them down to his pool with Demi mm-hmm. Moore and pitching to buy it. You have all of these people that are surrounding it. And then additionally, you have businesses that are being changed. You have the media industry that's being changed. You have all these things, and they're all trying to figure out what this Twitter thing is and how they can own a piece of it.
A moment on sourcing. You had cooperation from the four principals and from many of the people involved in this.
So originally, when I first set out to write the book, a couple of the principals tried to have it squashed. And eventually, the founders and the board members just didn't have a choice but to talk to me. And I was able to, you know, the book reads like a narrative nonfiction
yeah, you
novel.
Bet. Absolutely.
And I had this incredible detail in there. And that actually came from these guys. And what it was they had spent the last 7 years tweeting what they were doing, you know, sharing photos of where they were on Flickr, putting videos on YouTube, updating their Facebook status. And it had been a very different narrative than they remembered. And it was just really fascinating to be able to use social media to tie those things together.
What was the biggest surprise for you reporting this book?
I think one of the biggest surprises was the fact that there was so much chaos that led to this thing. But at the same time, without that chaos, the company wouldn't exist in the way it does today. Somebody was asking me recently, should they buy the Twitter stock? And I said, you should read my book first because, if you're going to invest in this company, you need to know the history of it. And the history of it will tell the future of it, too. And I think that, you know, there has been this is a very powerful company that has changed the world, right? And you don't get to say that about many companies. There are companies that change things. Facebook changed communication, you know, but Twitter has changed everything.
Nick Bilton covers Silicon Valley for the New York Times. He's a columnist there as well, and he has an awesome new book out about the founding of Twitter. It's called Hatching Twitter, A True Story of Money, Power, Friendship, and Betrayal. There's lots of all of those in this book. Nick, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.